That's it. Just follow the sound of my voice. Just pass those curtains. Go on. Take a peek. It will be worth your while. You can feel it, can't you? That's it. I'm here, sweet white one. In the mirror. Come close so I can see you. Good. Very good. You're a brave one, aren't you? Can you see me? Look closely at the mirror. Really concentrate and look past the glamour. It's there. Like a thin veil. As if you're looking through a window. There. You can see me taking shape, can't you? Can you see my dark hair? My green skin tinged turquoise in the light? The dip of my waist, the swell of my hips? Can you see it when I press a hand to the glass? Surely you can feel my warmth radiating through it, if you but rest your hand to mine. Please, don't be afraid. I can't do anything to you. Not while I'm in this mirror. I apologize for being so eager. It's just been so long since I've had anyone to keep me company, and I... Well, never mind that. What's wrong, dear one? Many moons may have passed since last another living being kept me company, but I am still sane enough to recognize tear-stained cheeks and the sadness reddening your eyes. And if anyone is a good confidant, it's the woman trapped behind a mirror, desperate for some conversation. I see. So these other soldiers, your peers, they mock you for being smaller. They call you slight and delicate. What exactly is the problem with that? I've only seen you through this glass, but I think you're beautiful. Forgive me. I meant that you are pleasing visually, and your voice may not be gruff or baritone, but I still find it comforting to hear. You are not lesser just because you are not what they think a man should be, any more than I am less of a woman for being tall and muscular. Please, you need not thank me for expressing my opinions, but regardless, you're welcome. I am an oracle, you know. A powerful one. Years trapped in this mirror has helped me hone my craft. I can give you anything you desire, you need only release me. And I can tell you exactly how to do it. My story. Well, I suppose it follows a similar vein of melancholy. I was betrayed. I'm sure you know how that feels. I can see the flash of recognition in your eyes. We aren't too different, you and I. You may not believe me now, but it's true. We're outcasts. The world decided that it had no place for the likes of us, but together, we can prove everyone wrong. You are enough, and I am worthy of freedom. Please, place your hand on the mirror, chosen one. Let me grant you your deepest desires. You seek companionship? I will be your companion. I've been so lonely for so long. Can't you see how desperate I am to be with you? Yes. 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 finally. It's been many moons since my lungs have tasted air from the outside world. Give me your hand, mortal. How long has it been since I felt the touch of another? The warmth fueled by the lifeblood inside you is stirring my own. There is pure excitement running in my veins. Adrenaline and lust for more than you could ever fathom. Thank you, my pretty man. Oh, you pretty, pretty, beautiful man. How delicate you feel in my grasp. I could snap you like a twig if I really wanted, but no. I am too beset with gratitude. Instead, I shall spare you your life. Rejoice, mortal. You've released a bloodthirsty murderess of a half-orc, and you really should be grateful I haven't flayed you alive where you stand. That's more like it. Quaking in your dainty boots like a good pet. Let me tell you a little secret, little one. I'm not some pretty oracle here to grant you some wishes. I am not some subservient maid, ready to kneel at your feet with tear-stained cheeks begging for daddy's cock. I think we can both agree I am more suited to that title. I tower over you and have large, rippling muscles so primed and ready to spring into action. Do not tempt my bloodlust any further. And who's going to stop me? You? Don't be stupid. I'd rather not wreck that pretty face of yours, so you'd best step aside. Step aside, or I will make you. A dagger? Really? You underestimate me. I have years of experience against you. You, who've barely seen, what, 2-3 decades at the most? It has been so long since I've tasted battle. Very well. I suppose I could humor you for a little while. Your dagger or my strength? Just who do you think will win? Feisty. I like that. It will make it so much more pleasing when I finally break you. Stop struggling. The more you fight against it, the weaker you get and the more advantage I have over you. I could hold you like this for days. Your slender form could hardly ever have won against me. You can feel it when I tense against you, can't you? The way my muscles harden like an iron vise around you. I must admit, you're even prettier up close like this. Your flushed cheeks, your teary eyes. It's been so long since I've had contact with any living being. So long since I've felt the touch of a man. And you... well, you've never felt the touch of a woman, have you? I could see it in the way you were ogling me while I was still trapped in the mirror. I suppose I haven't given you a reward for releasing me yet. I could give you your first time. That wouldn't be so bad, would it? Or does my brutish appearance disgust you? Beautiful. I must have hit you harder than I thought. Or if this was a ploy to get me to loosen my grip, it wasn't needed. I would have loosened it eventually. I thank you, little one. I cannot remember the last time someone called me anything of the sort. Well, I suppose I can, but the mere thought of it makes my blood boil. Once I loved a man who, I suppose, was everything a man could aspire to be. Tall, large, intimidating, ruthless and brave to a fault. He was a fierce warrior who traveled from region to region, vanquishing enemies and plundering villages at the behest of his mistress, a certain duchess with a penchant for magic. I met him on one such excursion, and though he didn't find much game in my barren country, he captured my heart. I owe him a great deal for raising me up from nothing. Before him, I was a frail halfling with no future but one of starvation in the cold and desolate streets in a country forgotten by the world. But by his side, I flourished. He had a penchant for powerful women, and he molded me into his ideal. And I was happy for it. I had food and a warm bed, and now a means to protect myself, but each day that I grew stronger, I could feel his fancies slipping away. I was no longer his frail young project. Still, I remained devoted to him just as I assumed he would be to me. It's a tale as old as time. Having heard nothing 2 days after his cavalcade had planned to return, I became worried for his safety. I feared the worst and set out to find him. When I happened upon their encampment, I was overjoyed. Surely I would get my answers there. It wasn't hard to see where his tent was. His was always the biggest at the very center. Always a captain amongst his men. They say the ecstasies of war cloud the mind. Add alcohol and merrymaking to the mix, and it makes for a very potent forgetfulness potion. Just like that, one by one they slip your mind. Home, poof. Lover, poof. You forget yourself in it. Fickle fantasies and old promises are nothing more than a whisper in the wind, and against the tides of reckless abandon, devotion crumbles to dust, ruin, and anguish in its wake. I heard them before I saw anything, and even then I forced myself to watch. I couldn't even tell where one body started and stopped. It was like a massive demon of lust, all flush-driving bodies and dripping fluids, and in the mix of all of that, that man and his mistress, the Wicked Duchess. Well, I was prone to my anger in my younger years. I'd killed all the rest before they'd even caught on to what was happening. Before I caught on. Men and women littered on the ornate carpets, soaking into the earth beneath. When I close my eyes, I can still see the fear that flashed in theirs before. Nothing. Just empty mirrors to the monster I'd become. I, who had anointed myself in blood and viscera, ears ringing to the silent calls of their pain and terror, I was beautiful. And I was a fool. It didn't even occur to me that the Duchess was only playing dead, which I have to admit was very clever. And when all was said and done, I was trapped in a mirror, shipped away from storehouse to storehouse, day in and day out, trapped in this dusty old display chamber. Until you. I meant what I said. I would be happy to be your first if you wish it. It's been so long since a man's made me come. The mere thought of it is driving me crazy. I want you, pretty man. And I can't hold myself back anymore. I have to taste you. You taste amazing. Sweet and musky and warm. Filling my mouth so perfectly. Can you feel the hot, wet velvet of my tongue sliding against your shaft? The way I swirl it over and over your head. Before pulling you back into my mouth. Hey, you taste so perfect. I want to say I've missed this, but I've never had anyone like you before. I've only ever been with one man before you, and he was a brute. You were so gentle to me. I cannot help but ravish you. I want to grab your ass and sink my claws deep into your soft flesh and pull you to me. I want to feel your dick sliding deeper and deeper into my throat. Feel me milking you of every last fucking drop. You'll be helpless against your orc daddy. Okay. That's it. Shh, let go. Just let go. Let Daddy milk your cock just like that. Give in to me. All you need to do is grab my horns and keep yourself steady, sweet man. Let me do all the work. I'll even massage your balls as gently as I can. Slide a finger to press against your cute, tight little asshole. You like it when I massage that too, don't you? And just toy with the bundle of nerves while I work your cock over. Over. With my tongue and throat. That's right. You can let go if you want. Come for me. Come for Daddy. Shoot every last drop. Come down my throat. I want this. You don't have to be ashamed for being at the brink. I want to feel you come. I want to taste it. I want to taste your essence. I want to taste you. I want to pull you as close as possible against me and bury your cock as far as it will go down my throat so I can feel you blowing your load deep inside me. Oh, come for me, pretty man. Come for me. Scream for me. Tell me you belong to me while you come and come and come. Good boy. You are such a good boy for Daddy. Just lay back and let me hold you. You did so well. It's all right. Everything is going to be all right. I've never felt like this for anyone before. I don't know how you've managed to bewitch me. All I know is that I want to stay by your side. Forever. Shh. Just get some rest now, okay? Good. Just breathe. And let yourself drift off.